It's City Desk. News and views from City Hall, Biloxi. And now the host of our program, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Here's Mr. Creel.
Good morning, William Sackett. We're delighted to be doing another City Desk program. This one is being recorded on Thursday, April 27th at 10:13 in the morning. We're a little bit early today. We are doing this program from the Biloxi National Cemetery here in West Biloxi. We're going to get to that in a moment about why we're here. But today joining us, we have, of course, Cecilia Dobbs-Walton, the Public Affairs Specialist for the City of Biloxi. And we're honored to have the Chief Administrative Officer of the City of Biloxi, Mr. Michael Leonard. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, and I've been wanting to do this for a long time. This is a kind of a special place to me. My mom, Helen Leonard, a former Mother of the Year in Biloxi and a longtime teacher at Fatima School, is one of the veterans that's buried out here. So it's kind of a neat place for me to come back to. I was reminding folks earlier that that we forget sometimes that the Veterans Administration is the number three employer in the city of Biloxi. A lot of employees here and a huge number of people who visit this cemetery and, of course, the medical facilities here every day. So you know, it's forgotten that it's such a big part of Biloxi. So I'm glad to put a little focus on it.
We are going to talk about the VA in a moment, and we're also, before the show ends today, Cecilia Dobbs-Walton is going to tell us about a senior prom that we have coming up. But first, Mike Leonard, I want to ask you about something that is exciting that's coming to the northern part of our city, and the city's making tremendous progress on some new fire stations. Explain that.
Well, yeah, you know, we promised a lot of things when we annexed the areas north of I-10 after Katrina and over the years, and we haven't really fulfilled a lot of those promises yet. But that the mayor has been pushing very hard in his 2 years, and we just acquired land in the last week. Closed yesterday, I think, on a piece of land on Wool Market Road that will be our fire station number 10. And will be built in another year. That's one of the promises we made. Of course, we've got also some million-dollar drainage projects working and about to be awarded. And I was at a design review just yesterday for fire station number 7, which will replace the poor old firemen that live in a trailer and work out of a trailer in the Cedar Lake area. And that's going to be a beautiful fire station. It's going to be a battalion station with extra people and so forth to cover the Cedar Lake area and out on I-10 and so forth. So that construction will start sometime in the next 6 months or so. So in 2018, we'll have a new fire station at Cedar Lake, and we'll be starting a new fire station at Wool Market.
A couple other things I wanted to say real quickly before we go to you and our special guest is that our crews have begun the final paving on Bayview Avenue, which is that area that goes from the Keegan's Bayou Bridge, which is west of the I-110 exit. They have paved all the way down to the old brick house. They're going to do the striping coming up next by the end of the week, and then they're going to start working on Oak Street. What's important about this is it's a milestone. This is the first road to be completely finished in the North Project, which is that area north of the CSX Railway. The other thing that we did at the City Council meeting, moving quickly, is we developed a funding source for all of these massive, well, a lot of the massive improvements Mayor Gilich has been talking about along the waterfront.
Absolutely. Hey, before I didn't want to leave a comment that you just made. The mayor's meeting with Oscar Renda today, with the owner of Oscar Renda, Mr. Renda, actually.
Really?
And one of his messages is, you guys have got to start finishing what you started. You've got to finish neighborhoods before you move on. In the past, there have been too many chances where they've done some sewer work, done some storm work, and moved on to another neighborhood and not finished the sidewalks, not finished the curb and gutter and those sort of things. We want to see them finish a neighborhood before they move on. That's one of the messages that he'll have for Renda today.
And the big thing is we've heard about the boardwalk in West Biloxi. We've heard about the massive improvements along the waterfront in Point Cadet. And the city council voted to say, hey, let's move forward with this.
Right. Well, what we've done, we've talked to the county and sort of found that the county had the tax revenue in order to do a port bond but was not doing a port bond. So we're going to issue a port bond. The council, the county is going to be paying for it with their taxes. And this $7.5 million, bond, which will be issued, will be used for things like the West Biloxi Boardwalk, the East Biloxi Boardwalk, parking garage, all sorts of things in the harbor. So it's a big deal. This means we're not going to have to use our own general obligation money that we'd normally use for roads and streets to do the port stuff.
You say that, and the county's using their money, but as Mayor Gillage and Mayor Hughes and all the mayors before them have always said, these taxes are generated primarily in the city of Biloxi and in the city of Gulfport, and we're very glad to have this great partnership with Harrison County. Now, Mike, we're here, and by the way, one other thing, when we're talking about the mayor and all of his initiatives, we have not talked about the state flag on this show, but we have a 30-minute program that's right here on our podcast page. It was called Southern Talk Radio. It's a show I did Tuesday night, and it answers all the questions about the flag. But we're here at the Biloxi National Cemetery, and you have go ahead.
I want to introduce Ms. Celithia Reed, a native of Texas, who is now the director of the National Cemetery here at the VA. And I'm thrilled to be here and hear what she has to say about this very, very important facility.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm excited to be able to have the opportunity to talk about Biloxi National Cemetery. Biloxi National Cemetery has a burial benefit for eligible veterans. We're here. We're open. We're available. We don't plan on running out of grave sites anytime soon, and I know that that's been the unspoken rumor or the rumor that's out there. We are looking to expand the burial benefit and to continue burying here as long as we possibly can. With the burial benefit comes the opening and closing of the gravesite, the headstone or marker, and perpetual care of the grounds. Was there anything in particular that...
Let me drill down on. Very interested in is somebody at VA Central back in Washington looking at when do we think at the rate we're burying veterans here that we would need some more land? I wonder if they've even talked about that.
Okay. Well, we have roughly 29,000 interments here at Biloxi National Cemetery, and we get a monthly depletion report, and it tells us, based on our current burial rate, how many we're burying weekly, monthly, how long do we have for the particular types of burials. So based on our burial rate, we are extended until 2027. Now, what we've done here, we go out and we walk the sections and we add grave sites into sections where room.
So I've got 10 years left then.
Yeah. No. I need you to hold on a little longer than that, okay?
Hold on.
We're going out every so often, and we're looking for places where grave sites can be added. When the cemetery was initially built you had the luxury of space. You know, and you don't think, okay, well, we need this amount of space, this amount of people are going to be buried here. Well, it's been used. So we go out to the different sections, and where there are blank spots, we add grave sites there. So that's continuous. That's ongoing. We have three different types of options for burial here. We have the columbarium option, which are similar to a mausoleum, the wall where you have the niches where urns can go in, and they can accommodate three of the same family, three burials, three urns. We have in-ground cremation option, and we have the casketed option. And for caskets, you can have where the family has purchased a private vault, or you can utilize the government liner that we have here. Those grave sites, the crypt grave sites, are estimated to be depleted in 2022. We're going to add another crypt field, another area where more grave sites are available, and I can get those numbers to you later as far as the year that depletion will hit. But we're always looking for areas where we can expand, areas we can grow, because it's not our desire to say no to any veteran.
Right. So interesting. So three different choices.
Yes.
You can be buried in the traditional way, in a casket, or you could be cremated but still be put in the ground,
Absolutely.
But in a smaller spot.
Absolutely, yes. But those are about 4x4.
Uh-huh. So you can get twice as many or so.
Yes. Well, those sections, mm-hmm. you'll notice that the headstones are closer to each other in those mm-hmm. sections, and it accommodates more grave sites in mm-hmm. those sections.
And then, of course, the columbarium, which is the vertical
yes.
Wall, if you
yes.
will, so that,
yes.
which has become more popular. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. More and more people are doing that. So mm-hmm. that's interesting, different options. But 2027, unless they say find some more land, I guess.
Well, we're expanding here within the cemetery. Mm-hmm. We're adding sections. So that number is going to surpass the 2027 mm-hmm. deadline or time frame. And yes, I mean, if we can find land elsewhere, that is definitely an option.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. We're hemmed in here by the Air Force housing. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the medical facilities mm-hmm. here at the VA have just doubled and quadrupled
right.
in terms of the number of buildings here that are supporting. It's a beautiful facility.
Right.
It seems like there's always some type of building going on out here structurally with your facilities. What has happened recently and what's on the horizon?
Well, I am very excited about the current project we have going on. We call it a Millennium Project. It's a raise and realign and a turf renovation project. So over time, we know that the Biloxi area, the Gulf Coast area, has a sandy composition of soil. So over time, with the settling of the headstones, they get out of alignment or aren't as straight and as they should be. So we've brought in a company to come in and straighten those headstones up and give it a pleasing top line so that they're standing the way that they should. And also the turf is being renovated. They've taken the old turf out, the old soil out, brought in new soil and new turf.
I think I saw one section where the headstones are flat.
Yes.
Is that new or that's old?
That's old. For a certain period of time, the Department of Veteran Affairs decided we weren't going to do any more upright headstones. We were going to do only flat headstones. Mm-hmm. So during that time, you'll see the flat stones out there.
And that was primarily for maintenance, I'll bet.
I think so. I think it was maintenance and finance, of course.
Mm-hmm. What is the oldest one here?
Mm. We have now the burial site itself is not the oldest site, but we do have. Let me get this right here. Excuse me.
She's
I'm sorry.
Have
yes, I do not want to give any erroneous information. We have here. I'm sorry.
I'm remembering going to funerals here back in the 50s, so I know we.
Yes, the cemetery opened in 1934.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, then you could possibly have World War I veterans.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I grew up here at the VA, and there were lots of World War I veterans that were living here at the time.
I'm sorry. And forgive me if I'm wrong. I think it's the Greenwood Island veterans from the Spanish-American War were reinterred here when they were found. Their remains were found, and they were reinterred
mm-hmm.
here.
Mm-hmm. Right. Spanish-American War.
Yes.
This must really be some type of honor for you to come and work out here every single day.
You know, I could not have asked for a better position. I'm a veteran myself. I'm a 12-year Navy veteran. My father is a Navy retiree. My grandfather was a veteran. My great-grandfather, both veterans of the Army. I couldn't ask for a better way to continue my service than to provide this service to veterans. It's a joy to come here every day. And I know it's a cemetery, but it's somewhere where we're all going to go one day. So we should be prepared for that. And it's a pleasure to be here. You know, I tell people that the cemeteries, the national cemeteries, there are 135 national cemeteries in the United States. And once you cross through the gates of a national cemetery, there is a sense of peace and a sense of honor that I challenge you to find anywhere else in the world. I'm honored to be here. I'm honored to serve. And I look for ways every day that I can get the information out about this benefit to our veterans.
Now, do people that don't even have loved ones here come and walk in the cemetery? And is that allowed to people to just walk around?
Well, the National Cemetery is not for recreational use. Like I said, it is a place of honor. But if you want to come and visit grave sites, we highly encourage mm-hmm. people to come out. The only way that you're going to know about the reverence and the honor that is shown out here is if you come and visit us.
Mm-hmm. Your big things every year, of course, every day is probably big here, but whenever you have the public come out here for the placing?
Yes, the placing of the flags. Mm-hmm. Prior to Memorial Day, we have the public come out and help us place flags on the grave sites. And I will have more information. You'll see commercials on television. You'll have all the information you need about the placing of the flags for Memorial Day.
But I did that as a Cub Scout.
But yeah, but the thing that disappoints me about it is you've got to get here early.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You do need to get here early.
I mean, 29,000 graves are interred here, 29,000 of our veterans, but how long does it take them?
It takes no time because of the amount of people that come out, and that's why you have to get here early. I mean, it may take about 30 minutes to get all of the grave sites covered because of the amount of people, and it's wonderful. It's amazing, and I encourage, hey, whoever wants to come out and set flags. It is. It definitely is, and what I do is I like to bring my children out to the cemeteries where I work and have them come in and participate because it passes down the tradition of honoring the veterans, honoring those who served, honoring those who gave to the younger generations. You know, we have the World War II veterans that come out, Vietnam War veterans that come out, and they are active, and they're here, and they're ready. But where are younger veterans, you know? So that's what we need to do is make sure that we're bringing our children out, our nieces and nephews, our grandchildren, just having them out and participating in these activities as well.
I brought my grandkids for Memorial Day. And they were 6 and 4. Mm-hmm. I don't think they'd ever been in a cemetery mm-hmm. before. It was a wonderful experience. And they were quite amazed that there was somebody who had a headstone that had their name on it. Uh-huh. And they had a lot of questions about, who is this person mm-hmm. that has the same name as me? Mm-hmm. Of course, it was their grandmother they had never met. Uh-huh. So that's really a fun thing I'd encourage everybody to do.
But that's the beauty of being mm-hmm. out here. You can walk around, look at the headstones, look at the names. Mm-hmm. You can sometimes, you may go back and look up that particular person and say, what did this person do? You can see what war period they served mm-hmm. under, what branch of service they served, if they had an award of valor, a Purple Heart or a Silver Star. These are human beings out here. They have stories.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. I think that, wait, one last question, please. Mm-hmm. How do you find a grave?
How do I find a grave? Okay. We have a gravesite locator that is located at the administrative office. You go to the gravesite locator, punch in your loved one's name, and it will print you out a map. You look at the map, the location is on the map, and you can get there. And if you have any issues, don't hesitate to stop by the office. Come inside of the office because we'll definitely, if we can't point you in the right direction, we can call someone over the radio and they can get you to that gravesite.
Wonderful. That's great.
I think the majesty of all this, once you said about the Spanish-American War, mm-hmm. you have men here going back to, well, the Rough Riders, mm-hmm. President William McKinley, followed by Roosevelt, mm-hmm. and forward. Mm-hmm. To complete the circle of this, mm-hmm. what's the most newest or the most recent veteran buried here?
Well, we're having services right now as we speak. So there are veterans of all, you know, pretty much all war periods that are buried here.
I got to be honest. I'm sorry, and I'm hoping you are too. Okay. What do you really think of the Marines as you're standing here in front of a Marine?
Yeah, just say it. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I'm a Navy. I'm a Navy girl.
Yeah, yeah,
so
thanks for the ride.
They belong to us, right?
Thanks for the ride.
Exactly. 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 But we all accomplish our mission together, so one wouldn't be any greater without the other.
For our audience that's listening online, mm-hmm. you have a website, and you probably also have an email address.
Well, my email address is celethia.reed, and that is spelled C-E-L-E-T-H-I-A reed@va.gov.
Is there a website for the cemetery, or if they do a Google?
You can just Google search National Cemetery Administration, mm-hmm. and actually with the 135 national cemeteries in the nation, you can search any of them, and they all have their individual websites. And I also want to encourage people to research the predetermination of eligibility, and that's for our older veterans. It kind of gives them a sense of peace as far as their gravesite and the particular cemetery and their eligibility. Now, it doesn't reserve a gravesite for them, and I want to clear that up, but it does get their name populated into the system. And so when their time of need arises, that's a little less responsibility that the family has to do at that time.
We often wonder about some of the ideas that our CAO has here, but mm-hmm. he had a good one today, didn't he, Cecilia?
He did, yes. This was his idea to come out here. Very informational. Something, like I said, the VA, very important part of the city. Something that a lot more people need to learn more about, especially the veterans may need to know a little bit more information. And because of his idea, this podcast is going to help them.
Before we close with comments from Mike Leonard, Cecilia, give us a quick preview of what's happening this weekend.
This weekend, of course, activities in the Park and Recreation Department. It starts Friday, tomorrow, with the senior prom from noon to 2 p.m. at the Donald Snyder Community Center. It's the luncheon they have once a month, but this year will be themed as Las Vegas, a senior prom where people age 55 and older can go out to the Snyder Center, enjoy a meal, and be able to dance, take pictures in front of like the Las Vegas sign.
Are we bringing in slot machines to the Snyder Center?
No, no slot machines. Have to go over the casinos for that.
No Elvis.
Well, you know, the seniors are encouraged to dress up, so we may have an Elvis or two there. And then tomorrow night will be the special needs and junior high prom for ages 12 to 14, and that is also a Las Vegas theme, and it'll be at the Donald Snyder Center from 6 to 9 p.m. Both of these events are free and are tomorrow night, and the information is on our website at biloxi.ms.us.
The Golden Games, the Golden Senior Games are coming up in a week or so, where all the veterans coming from all over the country to 7th through the 11th of May, veterans from all over the country are coming to compete in a variety of sports.
Talk about the Golden Games.
Well, we don't have much involvement, but I will be sending a personnel here, some staff here on site, to come and have a table set up where we can discuss our benefit options.
That just sounds terrible, Mike. They're going to the Golden Games.
Well, I'm just saying, they won't have any involvement unless some of the guys overdo it.
Well, we just want to get the message out there. We want to get the word out there.
Okay.
You've been listening to City Desk, news and views from City Hall in this most memorable and honorable program. Your host has been Mr. Vincent Creel, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi. This is William Sackett speaking.